This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth August 31st of 1934. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Weaver with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was August 4th of 2022. Her weight is stable and unchanged. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does have a left upper extremity AV fistula, which was placed last fall, and there's no signs and symptoms of Steele syndrome, no pain, discoloration, or numbness of her left hand. No weakness in the hand either. No chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No orthopnea or PND. No syncopal episodes, and she does use a walker for ambulation. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Lasix 40 milligram daily with Micro-K 10 mil equivalent daily. Also, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day. She's on Losartan 50 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram three times a day. Hydralazine is 50 milligram four times a day. That is the new medication since her last visit. And she's on other routine medications also. But no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents are used for pain. Physical examination, her weight is 180 pounds. Blood pressure 128 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 16th of 2023. Creatinine is 2.39, estimated GFR is 19, calcium is 10.1, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 4.1, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, stable, no uremic symptoms, no current indication for dialysis. 2, left upper extremity AV fistula without evidence of Steele syndrome. Congestive heart failure without exacerbation. Atrial fibrillation, currently anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, slash Jose Fuente, MD.